Hello and welcome to the 16th episode in the second season from the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutba, here to give you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and sprinkled with some surprises throughout. This season has been so much fun. I named it the World Tour Season, hoping to get into 5 countries by the time that we exited this season, because we entered this season in 3 different countries. Upon the release of Season 2, we were in 4 different countries, and now we are listened to in 13 different countries. Oh my God. And that has only been because of you guys listening, you guys sharing, you guys inviting your friends to listen, share, and them inviting their friends to listen and share, and them inviting their friends to listen and share, and so on and so forth. And oh my God, it has helped us reach 6,400 plays. Holy shit. The podcast keeps growing. And once again, it's thanks to you guys. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go!
Just a fucking woman, huh? How's that feel, huh? How's that feel? Just a fucking woman, you son of a bitch, come here.
Whoa, shit, help, bad man. Oh my God, this is kind of arousing me.
Oh my God, you're fucking sick, you son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, you're the one who started to hit me. It's not my fault if I like being hit. I may have just found out. I'm going to go over here for a minute.
That's sick, Bernard. You're fucking gross, dude. I can't believe he just did that in front of, like, a new person. And what? That's good. Go call Mushroom Mike. Quit being fucking disgusting.
You son of a bitch. Shut your mouth. Quit trying to suck up to me. I want my goddamn bags back.
Yeah, you tell him, hubby. We want our bags back, you son of a bitch. So just give them back.
I told you, I don't have your goddamn bags. Mushroom Mike fucking took them, right?
Oh my God, if I hear one more goddamn thing about Mushroom Mike, I am gonna lose my shit. Hey,
lady, calm down. Oh my God. You just momentarily turned me into a woman. That was scary. That's never fucking happened. Okay, everybody, calm down. Let's not have that happen again. Because I feel really weird right now. Bernard, call Mike. I need to go outside. I think I'm having a panic attack.
So, this segment is going to be another, the customer is not always right, because a lot of the times the customer is just being a fucking dickhead. For example, just a couple of weeks ago at my new job, I work in a restaurant with their mask restrictions. They don't have to wear their masks at certain times, and they do not do that, and we follow the mask regulations to a fucking T while we're at work so we can keep our business open. We had somebody come through the fucking drive-thru, because we're drive-thru or pick-up or delivery only, so they come through our drive-thru and pick up their food and go on their way and go find a little spot to park, go back to their home, go back to their hotel room, because there's still a lot of fucking tourism going on, even though we're in a epidemic, emergency, whatever the fuck you want to classify the COVID-19. There's still a lot of tourism going on. So one of the tourists from down in California, come up through the goddamn drive-thru. She calls in her fucking order, 15 minutes before we close. Now, instead of turning away the people, because we already had a shitload of tickets at that time, we took the order. We did it within the 10 minutes. Go to give her the food. She says that she sees people not wearing masks. She doesn't want to accept the food. She is informed that the people that need to be wearing masks are wearing masks. The people who aren't, aren't. This lady says, yeah, I know, but when you're cooking my food, I want you to be wearing one. She refused the food and then demanded her money back. We wasted time, we wasted food, and we wasted money just because some dickhead, son of a bitch, wanted special fucking treatment. And even though they acknowledged that we were following the guidelines, they specifically said, I don't care. I want you to do it my way. Now, this is going to segue into a little sub-segment here. This goes back into the fucking masks. Alright, that bitch was wrong. 100% in the wrong. And she even said she was in the wrong, but still tried to make it seem like she was in the right somehow. Anyway, doesn't fucking matter. This goes back to the people in the fucking country. We don't need to be wearing these masks. The masks are required, but they're not enforced. They're not legally enforceable, but they're required, but they're not legally enforceable. And then you got dickheads like this bitch going around trying to enforce her own rules and regulations. Do you see what I'm getting at here? If you don't, rewind and listen again, because I'm sitting here scratching my head going, how the fuck is any of this shit making any goddamn sense? Alright, well, there's been a lot of more requests to do another original song. So here's one that I wrote when I was 18 years old. That was a while ago, because I'm an old fuck now. Alright, this one has not changed in the lyrics. Well, it has, because when I first wrote it, it was a lot more vulgar. Toned it down some, changed the music with it. Here we go. If you want one of your songs, or anything, if you're a comedian, you have a little comedy, little routine you got, download Anchor.fm right now. Follow Hijinx TV and then send us a voice message. Alright, let's go.
Talk a lot of smack, so be careful who you talk to and be careful what you do. If you mess with one guy, well, you will be fighting too. So don't piss off the wrong guy, he might snap and hunt you down. If you're always coming, then head for higher ground. Many days, and it really is a shame. night there's somebody on the street looking for a little change just so they can eat. If you never seen it, well, you just won't understand. I have lived that life and I'm not going back again.
Everybody just, okay, calm down, okay? Excuse me.
Oh, Michael, I dick. This is no time for jokes, all right? This little shit weasel over here and this shit bag over here, they need to cough up my fucking bags. I'm starting to think they're making up this fucking mushroom white character.
No, actually, mushroom white's real. I talked to him earlier. I guess he's gonna be here soon. Maybe that's him. God damn.
Yo, Brad, I dig up. How you doing? How you guys going? I gotta tell you, I am offended. I am highly offended. You think that I would steal from you? I mean, come on, give me some credit. Do you think that I did it by myself? I mean, shit.
Yeah. That's what I thought, Mike. You did do it, didn't you?
I mean, I might have some stuff, over at my house, but, okay. You know what? Here's what happened, okay? I came in, okay? With this asshole over here, all right? But not, all right? Him and me, we came in here when the bad man was over at the door over there talking to the naked man, all right? I just saw his butt while we were walking by. I was like, oh, God, but not. Hurry up, get shit, let's go, all right? Now, I did not know that the bags that we took belonged to your guests. I'm not saying that I would have been wearing the clothes around my house. But I'm not saying that I haven't, okay?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. No fucking way.
Oh my God. Martha, it's him. I thought he was in jail. Oh my God, Marty, so did I. Oh, so you're going by Mushroom Mike now, huh? Is that what you're going by now, huh? Is that what you're gonna go by now? Mushroom, why you choosing Mushroom Mike there, Mushroom Mike? Why'd you choose Mushroom Mike, huh? Why, what are you doing with the fucking mushrooms there?
Is anybody here the goddamn wolf? That seems to be getting really fucking close.
Marty, never mind the goddamn dogs, alright? Dix went over this before. There's some fucking noise around here that makes the little sons of bitches bark every fucking hour on the hour for some fucking reason, and then they do it for 20 fucking minutes. We'll just ignore it. This, you Mr. Man have some explaining to do.
Yeah, boys, I haven't been quite honest with ya about my past.
Yeah. You wanna tell him, or should I tell him?
These two,
they're my parents. What the fuck?
I'm literally fucking speechless right now.
Batman, you're kind of a fucking idiot. Look at Marty. And look at Mushroom Mike. I fucking said it yesterday. What are you talking about? We already put two and two together, Batman. Are you really this dumb?
Hey, fuck you, Bernard. I've been smoking on this pen here. And I don't remember exactly what's going on. Who's where what? Mike. Mike, I fucking told you Mike did it. Mike took your goddamn bags. His name's not Mike, bad man, all right? Mushroom Mike, why don't you tell him your real name?
Well, all right, guys. Here we go. This is my real name.
Alright, well that is going to wrap up the 16th podcast for Hijinks TV and Season 2 of the podcast. And oh my god, next episode is going to have the continuation of the cliffhanger to what the fuck? Seriously? Mushroom Mike is the son of Marty and Martha? How the fuck did we... And we thought we knew everything about Mushroom Mike already. Or did we? You're just going to have to tune in next podcast to find out what the hell happened. Obviously, we found out who took their bags. Who took Marty and Martha's bags. It was their own damn son. So next podcast, we're going to find out what happened to Martha, Marty, Mushroom Mike, and why they thought that he was in jail. Well, I mean, aside from him being a drug dealer. But, all right. Thanks to your guys' shares, we have hit 13 different countries. We have hit 13 different countries with your shares. We may hit 14 countries by the end of the season. If not, that's fine. We've already broken the goal of hitting 5 countries and doubled that. More than doubled that. 13 countries. Thanks to your shares, you guys inviting your friends to listen and share, and them inviting their friends to listen and share, and so on and so forth. And oh my god, it has helped us hit 6,500 plays. We are over halfway to our first major goal of 10,000 plays. Can we do it before the end of this month? I don't know. That's a lot to ask. I'm not going to ask that much of you guys. By the end of next month, maybe. Maybe we can do it. All right. We'll see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.